Welcome back. The Government Employee Pension Fund released its annual results today. The fund's portfolio grew a tepid 0.88% during the period, largely due to the fund's exposure to the local economy, which currently sits in contraction territory. CEO of the fund, Abel Sithole, adds that the group is gearing up to conduct greater scrutiny of the decisions of its fund manager, the PIC. And he joins us on the line now with greater perspective on what's been released today. Abel, thanks so much for joining us on the line this evening. So granted, amidst a tough economic environment and low economic growth rate in South Africa, the fund had a return on investments of 2.6%. How much of the blame for the below inflationary performance do you lay at the door of the PIC? Because public perception naturally skews that way.
Very little. I mean, they have some blame, but it's actually very little. So let me explain why that is so. As you've already explained, the growth in the economy has been tepid. I mean, it has been around the 0.7% in totality. Now, the GEPF invests over 90% of its assets in South African economy, and our performance or our investment performance is highly correlated to the performance of the South African economy because of that. So the reason why we have grown actually better than the growth in the economy is because the portfolio is diversified. It's not reliant only on, for instance, the performance of the equity market. It is also driven by the performance of the fixed income portfolio. So the bonds, the bills, which, because of their nature, gives the fund security on both the capital that has been lent out. So the money that we lent out, we will in one day recover. And of course, it gives us, higher interest on those investments, and we've seen those interests going up and continue to go up.
Abel, but you have become a whole lot more circumspect about the investment decisions they have made as the PIC. Why else would you be gearing up to conduct greater scrutiny of their decisions?
Well, the reason is that as you've indicated, there is an area where the PIC has a lot of discretion in terms of how they manage the assets, and that's the unlisted environment. The unlisted environment is also part of the environment that the Commission has been looking at, but it only constitutes about 5% of the total portfolio. So, yes, it's very, very important in terms of rand terms, over 140 billion if you look at the totality of the portfolio, both the loan book and the equity book. But actually, in as a percentage, it comprises a very, very small portion of the portfolio as a whole. Yes, we need to make sure that we scrutinize, hold them to account for a number of reasons. Number one, because it is money that we cannot afford not to ensure that it's looked after properly. But the other reason is that it is an area that we would like to grow because it is important to the economy. The biggest portion of the portfolio is in the listed environment,
yeah.
But we believe that to diversify from that, given its challenges, the unlisted actually presents an opportunity for the GPF from a diversification point of view. But it actually is something that is very, very important for the South African economy, to drive the economy, which again addresses the fact that we are highly correlated to the economy.
So while you're on the scout for other sources of income and return, it's coming hand in hand with reduced exposure to SOE bonds. How low are you looking to take that exposure?
Well, preferably, I would want the state-owned enterprises to be run well, to be able to give us a good return, because they provide such significant and important services to the country. So my preference would be to have them being run properly and to invest more in them. But of course, in recent times, there's been challenges. So what we've been doing is to not as the some of the bonds, or the older bonds that are maturing, not to reinvest. That's all we've done. We have not deliberately stopped funding, but we're not participating or funding in where it is not necessary to do so.
So not actively maintaining your exposure to that SOE debt space.
That is correct.
Okay. Where the question is around the diversification of the fund and the exposure it has, it brings us to exposure to international assets in particular. Does this performance that you've put on for the past full year buy you any muscle in your talks with Treasury that's currently underway for greater international exposure, Abel?
Well, I prefer that logic prevails rather than muscle. And the reason is that I think people think that our call for having more exposure offshore is maybe unpatriotic, that we're not really looking at the interests of the country. But actually, it is probably the best thing that we can do for the country. Because remember, in the final analysis, the fiscus actually supports the GPF. If we don't achieve the returns that are necessary to meet the benefits in the long term, we'll have to go to government to ask them to make good the shortfall. And diversification offshore addresses the high correlation that we have currently with the South African economy, and therefore will protect us having to, in some ways, not in absolute terms, but actually is one of the tools that we can use to protect us from having to go back to government to ask for more money because the domestic portfolio hasn't performed.
Well, let's leave it there. Abel, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Abel Sithole, who's CEO of the Government Employee Pension Fund.